بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الملوك. مملوك الذي يؤدي حق الله وحق مواليه. In the previous chapter we were taught to show kindness and mercy towards our subordinates. Yeah, in this chapter it is that subordinate, the slave especially, who fulfills the right of Allah Ta'ala also and the right of his master. And this, there is a more general meaning that for everyone who has got whatever rights of other people over him, he fulfills those rights also. Like for example, an ustad has rights over his children, students. So the students fulfill the rights of the ustad also and fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala also. A husband has got rights over his wife, wife has got rights over the husband. So that husband or wife who fulfills Allah's rights also and fulfills the rights of his husband or wife also. So in this way, ulama have counted 30 types of groups of people who fall within this category. That is that they have got double rights over them, the rights of Allah and the rights of other people in whichever category it might be. And those who fulfill both the rights, for them are great rewards. An Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal. Hadrat Abdullah Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا نَصَحَ لِسَيِّدِهِ. When a servant, a slave, he does good to his master, he is kind, he fulfills his rights, he is faithful and loyal to him, and he fulfills all the duties that he is supposed to. وَأَحْسَنَ عِبَادَةَ اللَّهِ. And he fulfills the rights of Allah also in a beautiful way. He all the commands of Allah he also fulfills. فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ مَرَّتَيْنِ. He gets his reward a double time, double the reward, as though he has done double the work, he has lived two lives, like that he gets rewards. Because it is not easy to fulfill the rights of a fellow being and the rights of Allah Ta'ala also. And especially for a slave who is totally under the rule and under the control of his master. For him to make his five times namaz, to make them on time, all the other duties which are of Allah Ta'ala, and at the same time to fulfill all the rights of his master also, it is not easy. But for them are double rewards. The same way, for example, for a wife, and especially if the husband is very insolent, very oppressive, very hard, to fulfill all the rights of the husband and still fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. Husband wants his food on time, and then that's why there is a demand of namaz also at that time, to fulfill to that namaz also and to fulfill the rights of the husband also. The husband wants her to dress un-Islamically, and now she has to find a way in the middle. She has to please the husband also, and she has to please Allah Ta'ala also. So those who fulfill the rights of both of them correctly, for them Allah Ta'ala also will give a double reward. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lil abdil mamluk il muslihi ajran. That slave who does good towards his master, he will get double the reward. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ بِيَدِهِ. Then Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the narrator of this hadith, he says, لَوْلَى الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If there wasn't jihad, for making, fighting in the path of Allah, والحج, and there wasn't hajj, وَبِرُّ أُمِّي, and to do good with my mother. His father had passed away, his mother was living. If these commands of Allah were not there, لَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أَمُوتَ وَأَنَا مَمْلُوكٌ. I should have loved that I die in such a state that I was a slave. Nobody would like to be a slave, but that you get double the reward. Whatever you do, double the reward. So for that, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu loved that he would rather be a slave. But because of these other commandments, therefore he had to live as he had lived. Also, that if the husband wants the wife to wear un-Islamic clothing, it doesn't mean half she pleases him, she wears half un-Islamic clothing. No, the middle path is that she tries and make him happy and makes him understand that this un-Islamic clothing is not permissible. And she does not wear that, but yet she makes her husband happy also, which is a very difficult task. But for that she will get double the reward. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه says قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said المملوك الذي يحسن عبادة ربه that slave that does the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala in a good proper way ويؤدي إلى سيده الذي عليه من الحق Then he fulfills the rights of his master which are upon him. Whatever his rights are, وَالنَّسِيحَ وَالطَّاعَ And he is kind and good to him, faithful and honest. And he is obedient to him also, لَهُ أَجْرَانَ That person gets two rewards. As though he has lived two lives and he gets two rewards. وَأَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And in another narration he says, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَهُمْ أَجْرَانَ There are three groups of people that will get double their rewards. And as explained, the ulama, Allah reward them, what great effort they made from the various ahadith. They collected it all in one place and have made categories of 30 people who will get double the reward. One of them is رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ آمَنَ بِنَبِيِّهِ وَآمَنَ بِمُحَمَّدِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Amongst those people who will get double reward, a person who brought Iman from the Ahl Kitab on his Nabi, like a Christian had brought Iman on Isa a.s., a Jew had brought Iman on Musa a.s. Then when the truth came to him and he accepted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, so he gets also double the reward. Because it is also very difficult to leave one's religion. The religion one was born in and one was taught and grew up in that religion. To give up that religion is a very hard thing, but Allah rewards also accordingly and gives that person double the reward. والعبد المملوك الذي إذا أدى حق الله وحق مواليه and that slave who fulfills the rights of Allah Ta'ala also and the slave and the rights of his master as well, which is also a very very hard task, and he will also get double the reward. ورجل كانت له أمة فأدبها فأحسن تأديبها and a person who had a slave girl and then he nurtured her, made her tarbiyat, and he nurtured her in a very good way. In other words, he taught her good character, good habits. وَعَلَّمَهَا فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمَهَا And he taught her also, and he taught her also in a very good way. He taught her Quran, Hadith, etc. also. ثُمَّ آتَقَهَا And then he set her free. فَتَزَوَّجَهَا And then he married her. فَلَهُ أَجْرَانَ He will also get two rewards. Because a slave is like a commodity, there is money in it. But he set the slave free and he let go that money which he was entitled to. He could take work from her, etc. And she has got no rights over the master. He doesn't have to pay her or anything. Or he could sell her and get that money. But instead, he taught her. He made her tarbiyat properly. And then after that, he married her and he fulfilled her rights. So this is also a very hard task. And to marry a slave woman, that is a woman that was regarded as nothing, as the scum of society, and then to marry her and give her the honor as a royal woman, that was also a great sacrifice from his side. So Allah Ta'ala is most kind, and Allah, the Inna Allaha la yudhi'u ajr al muhsinin. Those who do good, Allah does not destroy the good that they do. So Allah will give them that double reward. And in the same way, if the wife wants the husband to wear un-Islamic clothing, then also for him to keep her happy one side and not break the laws of Allah, that is also a difficult task. And to go in between the two, that he does not displease Allah and he makes his wife happy also, which is really a hard task, but for that also a person will get double the reward.